The Office of National Statistics reports that in some parts of the United Kingdom, 4 in 10 over 16-year-old adults have no qualifications, with a town in Northern Ireland having the highest number of people without certified exam passes, about double the national average. Over a third of people fall into that category in 11 other British towns or districts, including Blaenau Gwent and Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales. For Blaenau Gwent, read Ebble Vale, a town redolent of the South Wales Valley communities of Pitt and Chapel that flourished from the end of the 19th century to the last decades of the 20th. Richard Llewellyn's 1939 novel, How Green Was My Valley, was set in such a place, in the 1890s, at a time when the coal mines were opening and when, as in the case of Ebble Vale, people such as my Somerset-born grandfather were drawn to the area to work in the pits, and my Radnorshire grandmother's blacksmith father migrated to shoe the pit ponies. The novel's narrator, Hugh Morgan, relates the life of his family in a rural idyll lost under industrialism, but ends with what remaining green being the landscape of his memory. Visiting my grandmother in the 1950s meant visiting a valley that was anything but green. Everything was black and white, or in shades of grey, drowned in perpetual drizzle and reeking of coal dust or the sulphurous smell of the steelworks. The pilgrimage to reach Ebble Vale involved leaving the Paddington train at Newport and catching the Jones of Aberbeig yellow single-decker bus for the 18-mile-long journey up the valley to Ebble Vale, with the road following the river and ducking under or clambering over the railway line. One by one we ticked off the linear settlements along the valley: Risker, Cross Keys, Abercarn, Newbridge, Crumlin, Llanhilleth, Aberbeig, Cwm, until reaching my grandmother's terraced house in Wynlywyd at the southern end of Ebble Vale, where the molten waste of the steelworks dumped across the valley periodically lit up the night sky from her bedroom window. Along her street, Excelsior Street, were spread her many relatives, sisters, nephews, nieces, all of whom gathered on Sundays in Tabernacle, the chapel once run by my grandfather. All the men worked in one of the two local pits or at the steelworks, with the more admired relatives being those who progressed from the grammar school to white-collar jobs at the works, or, particularly if girls, left for training colleges or universities, or, as in my father's case, went from Pitt via theological college to the nonconformist ministry. The chapel-going people in particular valued education and were aspirational. The Welsh writer and schoolmaster Gwyn Thomas evoked the tradition of bright Welsh grammar schoolboys by, when asked how he ended up at Oxford, self-deprecatingly replying that he had got on the wrong bus at Bargoed. Whenever a chapel minister announced solemnly that the congregation's brightest boy had gone to Jesus, it was not to Groves Eternal, but to the Oxford College noted for its Welsh intake. All of this in a valley far from green, where the river was polluted, and with the slag heaps up on the mountain menacing not only the ubiquitous sheep, but, as was to be desperately revealed at Abervan, the terraces below, but where there was money, industrial pride, and chapels to sustain a choral tradition that still had life in it, until television completed the job the cinema had begun and ended the chapel's social role. But if one event symbolised the end of this South Wales, it was Ebble Vale's MP Michael Foot's reception at a rally of steelworkers outside the works offices in 1976, following the announcement of the partial, eventually to be total, closure of the works. In his strange, haltingly mannered style of oratory, he declared, "What we've got to do, pause, in Ebble Vale, pause, is..." Pause, and then came a voice from the back of the crowd, "Get rid of you!" Here in Labour's safest seat in Wales was Foot, the inheritor of the icon Nye Bevan's mantle, the middle-class idealist venerator of the Welsh working class, being rejected by men who formed the bedrock of Labour's support. In 2004, the steelworks was finally closed and then razed, leaving a mile-long scar along the valley floor. All the pits closed, leaving only brown tourist board notices pointing the way to Big Pit in Blenavon, two valleys over to the east of Ebble Vale. A dead coal mine is a tourist attraction confirming South Wales industrialism, reduced to industrial archaeology, with the chapels boarded up or demolished, the slag heaps flattened and grassed over, and the mountainsides reforested. Where a winding road had taken an hour to reach Ebervale from Newport, a new carriageway now swept rather pointlessly up the valley in about 20 minutes, ignoring all the settlements once trundled through. The valley is green again, all right, but dead. If Ebervale is to be removed from an educational blacklist reflected of dereliction and worklessness, it might be helpful to be reminded of Nye Bevan's famous observation of Britain being an island made of coal surrounded by fish, and then to reopen the pits and restore the steelworks. None of which, of course, is going to happen.